Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast. I see my demons smiling in the gloom. I have to face this thing or I will never leave this room. I see me playing with the
older boys in a house where my mama taught me not to go. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. If you were anywhere near a radio at any point in the 90s, then you heard the band Everclear. Led by singer and guitarist Art Alexakis, the band scored hit after hit with Santa Monica, I Will Buy You a New Life, Father of Mine, and more. It's been a few years since their last record, but on April 28th, Everclear will release their new album, Black is the New Black, a cheeky title that I like a lot and which I'll ask Art to explain for us in just a bit. But first, Art and fellow guitarist Davey French are here in the Soundcheck studio to give us a live acoustic set of some Everclear hits, both old and new. This first one is the familiar old Santa Monica, live on Soundcheck.
I'm still living with your ghost. Lonely and humble. I don't wanna be your downtime. I don't wanna be your stupid game. With my big black boots and an old suitcase, I do believe I find myself a new place. I don't wanna be the bad guy. I don't wanna do your sleep walk dance anymore. I just wanna see some palm trees go away trying to shake your disease. Yes, we could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breakers, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. I am still living with your ghost. Oh, hungry and hollow for all the things you took away. I don't want to be your dead time. I don't want to be your fall back crutch anymore. Walk right out to a brand new day. Oh, insane and rousing in my own weird way, yeah. I don't want to be the bad guy. I don't want to do your walk in anymore. I just wanna see some sunshine. I just wanna find some place to be alone. Yes, we could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. We could live beside the ocean, leave the fire behind, swim out past the breaker, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die. Oh, yeah. Come on, watch the world die. Yeah, watch the world die.
That is the song Santa Monica, a big hit for Everclear back in the day. And Art Alexakis and Davey French from Everclear performing it acoustic here in the Soundcheck studio. Art, nice to have you here. Thank you so much. Nice to be here.
Thank you very much.
So am I the only person who listened to that song for years and even knew all the words to it and didn't know it was called Santa Monica?
Yes. I got into screaming matches with Capitol. They're like, you can't call it Santa Monica. It's nowhere in the title. I go, what is this, 1957? No, it's called Santa Monica. It's about comfort zones. That's my comfort zone. That's where I grew up.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no place to put it in the song, and it just didn't seem like it needed to be there.
You know, listening to the radio in the 90s was such a confusing thing because DJs on rock stations wouldn't mention the names of bands, let alone the names of songs.
Right.
And, of course, there was also Everlast on the radio at the same time that Everclear was on. Did you guys, I mean, different music, but did you guys get confused?
Oh, absolutely. I had a guy come up to me once and go, you know, he was a white guy, but he you know, he thought he was like tough and street. And he's like, yo, dude, first of all, let me give you mad respect, man. I think what you do is awesome. I'm like, thanks, dude. He goes, I got one question for you. Why'd you quit House of Pain? Seriously, and I looked him right in the eye, go, because Danny Boy was whack, yo. And he looked at me. I thought he'd start laughing. He looked at me and goes, word. And he walks away.
And then went home and told all his friends he met the Everlast
guy.
Now, the lineup of Everclear has been pretty stable. Davey's been with you for over a decade now, right?
Over a decade, yeah. Can't get rid of me.
So now, you know, it seems like there are two kinds of songwriters. There's the kind of songwriter who will say, I just write for myself. And then there's like the Duke Ellington type where Duke would say, I don't write for a trumpet. I write for a trumpeter. And so he would write differently, whether it was Bubba Miley or Cootie Williams he was going to be writing.
Right.
Which of those two are you?
I got to tell you, I write the song for me. But when we get into arranging it, I know how these guys play. They know how I write songs. And it changes. It evolves a little bit. But that's the exciting part, is what to see comes out in the end. So I think it's a little bit of both. I think when I actually write the song, I think the actual art of creation is pretty selfish.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty selfish. It should be anyway.
So the new record coming soon is called Black Is the New Black.
Yes.
You want to explain that to us?
Is
50 not the new 30 anymore?
I'm so sick of that.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's just kind of making fun of that. Like, I have people going, oh man, 50's the new 30. I go, no, I'm 52 and my wife's 32. So if that's true, I'm 32 and she's 12. And I'm going to jail. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
No. You know, I mean, when it comes down to it, Black Is the New Black is everything's the same. Faces change, names change, styles change. But pretty much rock and roll is rock and roll.
Well, now, speaking of, you know, you mentioned evolving, and, you know, you've been at this for more than 20 years now.
Thank you.
Well, you've already told us your age. I think it's okay for me to point that out. But at a time, and maybe even an age, where we might expect you to be mellowing a little bit, this new record hits hard.
It balls out.
This is a real kind of hard rocking record for the most part.
It is. And we meant it to be. I went through about 6 years between we made a record called Welcome to the Drama Club that came out in 2006, and then our last record, which is Invisible Stars, came out in 2012. So there was a bunch of years there where I just didn't want to write a record.
Right.
It wasn't
so there was an album of covers and stuff.
Yeah,
like
we
that.
Did a covers record. We did a few singles here and there. Did a song for a song called Jesus Was a Democrat, just to piss a bunch of people off, and that did well. And
as a song or at pissing people off?
Both. Both. But yeah, it was, you know, I just didn't feel compelled to do it. And then I started writing songs. And after about 4 or 5 songs, I called the boys and said, you know, I think I'm writing a record. So let's get in the studio and start seeing what comes out of that. But
Well, it is, you know, as I say, a kind of a hard rocking record.
It's a dark record.
Yeah. And maybe we can talk a little bit about that in a moment. But, you know, you're here with two acoustic guitars.
Yeah.
To do the single from the record, which is called The Man Who Broke His Own Heart, which seems like a very Art Alexakis kind of title. You know?
It does?
I don't know. Somehow
it's kind of wordy.
That's true. But I mean the idea behind it, of plumbing, you know, the depths of your own soul or whatever.
And it's heavy, but it's also, I think all of our songs have light at the end of the tunnel. At least this guy's figuring it out. He's being honest about it.
Right.
He's being present. The scary thing is like, and there's a song I wrote about a guy that isn't present on the record called Complacent. And he just doesn't get it. Yeah. He's never going to get it.
Well, this song is called The Man Who Broke His Own Heart. It is the first single from the forthcoming new album by Everclear. The album is called Black is the New Black. And Art Alexakis and Davey French of Everclear are here with guitars in hand. Let's hear a live performance on Soundcheck.
I know you wanna be my most instant karma. I know you wanna be the one that made me pay. I know you think you are the one that made me break. I was broken when you met me, finding pieces every day. I know you wanna be my most nervous breakdown. I know you really wanna give me all your pain. I know you think you are the one that knocked me down. Think you made me lose my mind. I think you better get in line. I know deep down you really wanna punish me for the way I used to be. Yeah. I don't blame you for being angry. I treated you bad, you wasted time. Tried too hard, fell for the man, broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. I know you wanna be my wish I never met you. I know you really wanna give me all your pain. I know you think you are blind at night, sleep at night. Wish I was that simple, been like this for my whole life. I hope someday you'll see me as I really am, sad and twisted man. Trying to be just what you wanted me to be. I lied to you, played the part, fell for the man, broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. The man who broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. I hope someday you'll come to see I'm not the scary monster that I made you out to be. I don't blame you for being angry. Treated you bad, you wasted time. Tried too hard, fell for the man who broke his own heart. Oh, I'm the man who broke his own heart. Oh, I'm the man who broke his own heart. I'm the man who broke his own heart. Oh, I'm the man who broke his own heart.
New song from Everclear. It'll be on their new album, Black is the New Black, out on April 28th. But that's the single, which is out now. It's called The Man Who Broke His Own Heart. And from Everclear, Art Alexakis and Davey French are here with us on Soundcheck. Acoustic guitars in hand here today. Art, we did a story on Soundcheck a couple of years ago about this documentary film called The Other F Word. Right. And it was a really terrific documentary. All these rockers, punk, hardcore, et cetera, talking about becoming fathers, right, and what that meant to them. I really enjoyed it. And the scene, the single scene that stuck in my head out of all of them was you singing your song, Father of Mine, and kind of explaining that song on camera. I mean, people who've heard the song, it has a kind of ring of truth. I don't think anyone was surprised to learn that that was really your story.
Autobiographical, yeah.
But to kind of hear it in that context was really kind of moving. There's also a moment in that film where you talk about everyone in your family yelled.
Yeah.
And so I think you said something to the effect that I try and save the yelling for the music,
right,
for being on stage.
Well, it scares my wife. You
really?
Know, I mean, I see people from different ethnicities and different places and stuff that everybody yells.
Mm-hmm.
And my family was like that. We were just yellers. Like, I had to learn to yell to get over this one who was trying to get over that one and get heard by my mom, and she'd yell at us for yelling, and it was a never-ending cycle. And I don't talk like that to my family now. I try not to, because it's scary, and I can be very scary. I'm a skinny, middle-aged man, but I've got a lot of rage in me, if you can tell by the record. And I'm learning to, still at my age, I'm learning, along with dealing with my disease of addiction, you know. I'm 26, almost 26 years sober, but I'm still recovering.
Right.
Will be for the rest of my life. And I learned to be present and to be able to look and see how that's affecting people in my life. Instead of seeing things, just pulling it out of me, I'm learning to filter it more and more. And Davey's seen me over the last 11 years, I think I've gotten better.
<I hope. laughs> Yes,
you're still here.
You're great, man. Yeah. No, absolutely. It's a process. Exactly. I've seen it.
Yeah.
Firsthand.
It's a process.
So even, 26 years clean and sober and 23 or 4 years since the first Everclear record, you're still finding the music has that kind of ability to, I don't know. I'm hesitant to use words like therapeutic or healing,
catharsis,
or something. Catharsis? Well, yeah, that's a better word.
It's a catharsis, for sure. I mean, yeah, I get to yell every night, and I'm on the road, and that's a catharsis right there. My songs aren't songs that you can phone in, and that's draining to do that every night, to go back to that 8-year-old who got abused every night. It's rough. It's rough to pull that person out of me.
So, I mean, you've had many years of singing a song like Father of Mine.
Right.
You haven't had that many times, probably, singing a song like You, where you do talk about being sexually abused as an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
It's one thing to write it, but then you got to go out, you're going to be on tour, you're going to be singing
that song.
We don't
plan to play that song much.
Ah, okay.
If people start requesting it, we'll see. I mean, it's really funny. Like, people in the industry are getting the album, and I'm getting like, man, I love the record. This is my favorite song. And it seems like everybody's got a different favorite song.
Mm.
And I think that's kind of cool.
I mean, I chose You to start the segment.
I saw it.
I wouldn't say my favorite song, but
that's a great rock riff.
It really is.
It's just a rock. I mean, if you like a good rock and roll guitar rock riff, That riff is just tough.
It's tough.
First time I played it, Davey's like, ooh, what's that?
Yeah, exactly.
Where'd you get that from?
Exactly, I remember that.
Dude, I got it from where everybody else got it from. Black Sabbath, AC/DC, I grew up Zeppelin, early Aerosmith.
Now, so you are a dad now. Can you still be a hard-rocking dude and be a dad at the same time?
Obviously, I'm doing it.
That's sort of the point of that film, The Other F Word, is all you guys are still doing it.
Well, yeah, and how to balance it and how to be a dad, not just be a biological father. Any animal can do that.
Right.
But to be a father, to be present, to be a partner. It's funny because I even say in the movie, it's like, I'm a dad. Kids recognize me as a dad. Kids will run by me and go, hey, slow down. And they'll be like, oh, okay. It's just a dad. it's a dad thing, you know. You just you can't learn that. It just comes.
And every dad listening now is shaking his head wisely, because we all know that that's right.
Yeah.
Something happens when you become a
dad.
You
just become a dad.
Yeah, you just get that aura. You lose a little hair on top. Maybe you grow a little out of orifices you'd rather you didn't. But it's all part of being a dad.
What is with that?
I don't know.
Hair growing out of your ears? What the hell is that about?
Oh, my. The conversation has taken a turn for the worse.
Yes, it is. But, keeping it real, though.
But a great way to set up this next song, which is the aforementioned Father of Mine. You guys want to play it for us?
Sure. Let's see if we can do this without screwing it up.
Art Alexakis and Davey French from Everclear, live acoustic on Soundcheck.
Father of mine, tell me, where have you been? Just closed my eyes, my whole world disappeared. Father of mine, take me back to the day. Yeah, when I was still your golden boy, back before you went away. I remember blue skies, walking the block. Loved it when you held me high. I love to hear you talk. Take me to the movies. Take me to the beach. Take me to a place inside so hard to reach. Father of mine, tell me, where did you go? Had the world inside your hand, did not seem to know. Father of mine, tell me, what do you see? When you look back at your wasted life and you don't see me. I was 10 years old, doing all that I could. Wasn't easy for me to be a scared white boy in a black neighborhood. Sometimes you send me a birthday card, $5 bill. Never understood you then, guess I never will. Daddy gave me a name. Daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name, then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name. Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh. Daddy gave me a name. Daddy gave me. Then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Daddy gave me a name. Then he walked away. Then he walked away. Then he walked away.
Father of Mine, Everclear acoustic, and I guess we'll call that the radio edit, somewhat shorter version of the song from Everclear. Art Alexakis and Davey French on guitars and vocals. The new Everclear record is called Black is the New Black, and it comes out April 28th. And then by that point, or shortly thereafter, Art, you and the guys will be touring Down Under.
Yeah.
Australia.
Actually,
New Zealand.
The day the record comes out on April 28th, we fly out of LA to Australia.
Right, which normally is not something I would mention, except that your last trip to Australia was like legendary for...
Well, not the last trip, second to last trip.
Okay, yeah.
You mean where things were thrown?
Things were thrown and all kinds of mayhem ensued.
Yeah. You know, it was back in 98, it was rough, and I got hit in the mouth and broke a tooth, and I'm bleeding. I had to get stitches. And
this is in the middle of a show.
In the middle of a show. Newcastle. So when we go to Newcastle, watch out.
Make sure you have the chicken wire.
Yeah, I know, right? Country and Western. But you know what? We came back, 2 years ago?
2 years ago, we did.
Yeah.
Okay. See, and, right back.
And this is, and now we're going down there and we're playing the whole Sparkle and Fade album in its entirety, which we've never done before.
Wow.
So we know the first 8 songs really well. The next 6
Get
songs.
To work.
Gonna be a crapshoot.
All right. So I know what you'll be doing for the next couple of weeks.
Oh yeah.
Art Alexakis, Davey French from Everclear. Guys, congratulations on the new record, and thanks for coming in and playing for us. It's been fun.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
I'm a grown man with a child of my own. I swear I'm not gonna let her know all the pain I have known. Daddy gave me a name.
If you like Soundcheck, consider subscribing to our podcast. It's easy. Just find us in the iTunes store and click on Subscribe. We'll send you our latest interviews, in-studio performances, and more.